The 33rd day of the Ukrainian nation's heroic opposition to the Russian military invasion began. Ukraine's defense forces continue to carry out a defensive operation in the eastern, southeastern, and northeastern directions, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine reports. Defensive battles continue in the areas of Topolsky, Kamyanka, and Sukha-Kamyanka populated localities. The groups of Ukrainian troops effectively restrain the enemy's advance in the directions of the localities of Huliapol and Zaporizhia. In the direction of Avdiivka, Ukrainian soldiers repel the occupiers' assaults in the area of Verkhnyoteretsky. In the direction of Volinsky and Siversky, defensive operations and other missions continue in certain operational areas continues. The situation is under control and has not changed significantly. The grouping of forces and means of defense of the city of Kyiv deter the enemy, which is trying to break through the defense from the northwest and east to take control of key roads and populated localities. In the south, the main efforts of the defense forces are focused on the organization of defensive activities in the cities of Kryvyi Rih, Zaporizhia, and Mykolaiv, the maintenance of certain areas of the sea coast, and protection and defense of critical infrastructure. Stabilization operations and territorial defense missions are underway in certain areas. In Donetsk and Luhansk directions, the joint forces repulsed 5 enemy attacks over the past day. The Ukrainian defenders destroyed 2 tanks, an infantry fighting vehicle, and a vehicle. The enemy also suffered manpower losses. The quantity is being specified. The Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine destroyed 4 planes, a helicopter, 2 UAVs of various types, and 2 cruise missiles over the past day. The Air Force was also involved in striking certain ground targets and objects of the occupiers. Natalia Tolib.